has given us our minds. God is the one who has given us a brain. He has given us eyes. He has given us ears. He has given laws of nature. And so when the angel is initiating this, right, she is using her mind. And she's saying, how can it be? It is beyond the biological law. Correct? A man and woman has to come together in a sexual union. And then if conception happens, then a child is born. I mean, you are going beyond biological law. And it's beautiful that the angel says the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. And it's very interesting to understand what is faith today. What is faith? When God initiates something to us, it is not that He does not want us to reason with our minds, but He wants us to understand that He is beyond all laws that He has made. He is beyond the law of gravity. So when He walked on the water in Matthew 14 and Peter said, Lord, shall I come? He said, come. He was beyond the law of gravity. In Mark 4, the end, who is this that even the winds and the seas obey Him? He was beyond the laws of nature, right? In Genesis 18, when Sarah said, I'm old and I cannot bear, He was beyond biological law. He was beyond health. In John 9, they said, who is this? You know, did his father sin or did he sin? No, this was for the glory of God. And he was beyond the physical body. He was beyond economics. In John chapter 6, there is a demand and supply issue. 5,000 people is the demand. Supply is 200 denarii cannot buy, right? 5 loaves and 2 fish we have, right? What are these among so many, right? But He looked up and He blessed it. It was what? Beyond. Many times it is possible for us to entertain a concept of God which is less than who He truly is. That's what A.W. Tozer says in his book, The Knowledge of the Holy, that we as believers and the Church of Jesus Christ has entertained a concept of God which is less than who He is. We think that He is a man. In Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that He should lie. In Psalm 50 verse 21, you think that I'm altogether like you, right? So what is the good news today? The second person of the Trinity, who pre-existed, was born as a child. He became a man. He was the God-man. He was God and man, right? And He died on a cross. He was sinless. And on Him was put on the penalty of all our sins. And when you and I believed, we received the indescribable gift in 2 Corinthians 9:15. What is it? The indescribable gift. The gift of eternal life. The complete forgiveness of sins. We were born again. We have now a personal relationship with the living God. And you know what the good news today is? This Christmas, if you don't have new clothes and the decorations are not happening and there's not enough food and there's not enough money, it's okay. Because the greatest gift has already been received. Is that beautiful? We received that gift. And because we have the Lord in our lives, we have everything. You know, as we sing that song, Christ is enough. We have everything. If we have the Lord in our lives, we have everything. We have a personal relationship. Because the God we believe in is also beyond time. In 2 Peter 3:8, He says, 1,000 days is, a day is 1,000 years, or 1,000 years can be a day. He's beyond time. He's beyond everything. So the first point is we have received this gift. Isn't that beautiful? You and I today, we are born again. We have received this gift. The second thing we need to do is all born again Christians have received the gift of eternal life. But not all born again Christians enjoy the gift of eternal life. There's a big difference. Right? In John 10:10, I have come that they might have life and have it what? More abundantly. Because to receive the gift is by faith. In Ephesians 1:13-14, it happened at a point in time. We got born again. We received it. But to enjoy the gift is also by faith. And faith on a daily basis. Right? And I love this story. It is an extraordinary story. It is so simple. There are no lights and there's no TV and there's no video and there's no internet and there's no real time. There's nothing. It's a poor girl in a room and the angel is talking. No glamour, no lights, no fanfare, right? And it's a conversation, right? She's saying, how can it be? The Holy Spirit will overpower you, will overshadow you, right? And what did she say? Be it done to me according to your word. What does it take for us to enjoy abundant life? This is what it takes. Choice. Simple. What is it? Choice. Our free will. Right? We say yes, Lord. God initiates to us through his word and we say yes. You know, and it's beautiful, the stories in the Bible which illustrate this principle. You have David and Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. Goliath is huge. David is a little boy. What are the odds? But David defeated Goliath, right? You have in 2 Chronicles 14, Asa with an army of 580,000 against 1,000,000 of the Ethiopians. What are the odds? Asa won because they trusted in the Lord, right? Right? And we see the most beautiful thing of the part of the gospel story is God uses ordinary people like you and me. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 1, 26-31, it says, God has not chosen the wise, the mighty, the strong, but he has chosen what? The foolish and the weak and the ones who are not noble. That for us, Christ has become wisdom and sanctification and righteousness and redemption. You know, I love to travel because of what it does to me. So I was at the Vizag airport. Our flight got really delayed. It was, I think, 1 in the morning. We are there, or 12, I don't know. And I saw a man, like, you know, pepper gray beard, maybe in his 50s, specs, very dignified. He was wearing the black shirt and the black trouser and the black stole, and he was barefoot, and the Rudra beads, and he was sitting waiting to take the flight. And I looked at him and I thought, this man sincerely thinks that what he is doing will connect him to God or will get him what he needs from God, right? And I thought about myself and I thought, how good God is that I know the true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Isn't that unique? On Monday evening, I met another man. Sudhakar was his name. He says, quickly, please tell me quickly, in short, because what you're saying is fine, but I'm from another, I have another belief system. I'm Hindu, right? Like, he didn't get it. Today I met another man, Manipuri. Father is a Baptist pastor. I said, what will take you to heaven? He said, good works. And when I started sharing the gospel, he was like feeling uncomfortable. And I thought, what a paradox. Father is a Baptist pastor, but the man has not understood the gospel of salvation. It has been given unto us. Isn't that beautiful? So first thing is receive the gift. Second thing is what? Enjoy the gift. And the third thing is let us share the gift. Right? I would encourage you to come for carol singing and outreach tomorrow, Jayanagar. You know, we experienced a beautiful thing on Monday. We were waiting for people to come and people came in late, so we sat and prayed for a while. And so we went to the HDFC ATM and it was closed, the bank was closed, and there were these steps. And I said, God, what a beautiful choir stage, and I made everybody stand in steps, and we looked like a professional choir on the street. And we sang, and there was nobody, and we stopped singing. And suddenly from nowhere, there were so many people, right? And it was amazing. And I was just thinking, the principle of the fields of faith, you know, when we come together and we pray and we believe, what can happen? It's the mystery of faith. It's the what? The fields of faith. When Jesus, went to heal that girl, he just took Peter, James, and John, right? What was it? A field of faith. And today, we can believe God for great things. So in closing today, she was a believer, Mary, and God was calling her into discipleship. There would be loss of reputation. She had to put her life on the line, but she did it, and she became a blessing unto us. And in the same way, when God calls us, our first response will be, what? How can it be? When God called me to leave my job to do ministry and Bible college, I asked him first, Lord, what about the money? In my heart. And God said, I gave you the job. Right? And he has provided. And the point is, we will think this way, but God is getting us to think beyond. So in closing today, we are ordinary people. God is speaking to us, but when we live by faith, in the eyes of God, we live extraordinary lives. Isn't that beautiful? The ability to forgive, the ability to pray, the ability to take on a foe which is bigger than you, the ability to go beyond work. In Luke 5, Peter says, we have labored whole night. Jesus says, but at your word, Lord, right? You may be having a job problem and God can change it, right? Having a health problem and God can change it, right? Any problem, financial problem, God can change it. What? What is it? Just what? Believe. Just believe. Coming to the place where we say, we what? Lord, I believe. So in closing today, let our understanding of God not come down. Oh, the Lord can't do this. Oh, the Lord can't do that. No. That which is impossible with men, nothing shall be impossible with God. Amen.
It's offering time. So I just wanted to read before I pray. In Isaiah chapter 27, verse 3, it is written, I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment. Lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for blessing this day and helping us to gather together to hear your word. Lord, you are our provider, our protector, our counselor. Yes, Lord. As people offer their Lord, bless it and multiply it and help us to use it for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus, for blessing us and helping us throughout this year, taking care of all our provisions. Thank you, Master. Thank you for this season where we can depend on you for all the blessings. As this season is a time of Mary, Father God, bless the people who are in need. Provide them, Lord, as they wanted to celebrate. Father God, hear your prayers and bless us. In Jesus' mighty name, we make this prayer. Amen.